Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I got to tell you, I thought it smelled like fish on Sunday with that Purdue game. I mean, stinky fish. I mean, that was just the most ridiculous, bad beat, Marley, whatever you want to call it, that I've seen in a while. Like, the whole game, you knew. I was on doing a show with Coach, and I was like, this is a, you know, 9-point spread. I know it went down to 8.5, but I had it at 9. I had Purdue minus 9. He had Purdue minus 10. And you just knew. I was like, this is going to end 10-9. And then, you know, automatic, like it's going to be right there the entire game. It was just Purdue by 10, Purdue by 8, Purdue by 6, Purdue by 4, Purdue by 6, Purdue by 8, Purdue by 10, and then Purdue by 13. And then, like, the end of the game was so unbelievable, it made me want to puke. I could barely finish the show. Seriously. So, you see, Wisconsin was able to score 5 points in like 10 seconds. They hit a three ball, and then they had a steal and a dunk, and they lost by 8, 78-70. Purdue was up 13 and then gave up those points in a matter of seconds. And you know how it happened? Matt Painter yanked his starters and put in all the hacks. All the freshmen and sophomore that never play a minute the entire season, he put them in. And, of course, the kid, after they gave up the three, so it was still a 10-point game, and they would have covered the 9, they would have covered the 8.5. Of course, he brings the ball up the court, and the guy from Wisconsin steals the ball and dunks it, and they lose by 8. I mean, you got to be kidding me. It was so atrocious. I was just like, what is happening here? Like, this game's fixed. This is dirty. This isn't even happening. And everybody lost their money. I mean, the public was on this game like nobody's business. 74% of the public was on Purdue minus 8.5. And everyone that had Wisconsin made all the money. It was unbelievable. Zach Edey had 25 and 14 boards. He always has his double-double. It was his last game in West Lafayette at Mackey. The first Big Ten player to exceed over 2,200 career points and over 1,200 boards. Purdue wins. Everybody's happy. I wasn't happy. I was livid. Fletcher Lawyer added 15. Braden Smith had 10. 10 dimes to go with it. 8 rebounds. And he played on a rolled ankle after he went on the baseline and a ref was in his way and he tripped over the ref and rolled his ankle and had to go to the locker room. Hey, Pinstriper, get out of the way, Romeo. Like, he's causing injuries in this game. Edey even got injured in this game. But the Boilers, 28-3, 17-3, they always win. They won their fifth straight overall and second straight Big Ten title. And they won the title by 3 games. The seniors won their 59th straight, well, no, conference game, 59th of their career, matching the league record for victories over a 4-year run set by Indiana in 72-76. John Blackwell had 18 for the Badgers. Tyler Wall had 17 and 10 boards, a double-double. AJ Storr also had 17. It's funny. The Badgers, you know, 19 and 12, 11 and 9 in conference play. They have just been absolutely miserable of late. I mean, look at how awful they've been. They lost at Nebraska, 80 to 72. Lost to Purdue, 75-69 at home. Lost at Michigan, 72-68 at Chrysler. Lost at the Rack, 78-56. They finally won a game, 62-54 over Ohio State at the Kohl in Madtown. Then they went to Iowa City and lost at Carver Hawkeye by a bucket, no less. Then they beat Maryland at home because Maryland stinks, and they beat them by only 4. Then they lost at Indiana. That game was 74-70 as well. Then they lost Illinois at home, 91-83 at the Kohl. Then they beat Rutgers at home, 78-66. And then they lose to Purdue by 8. They lost 8 of their last 11 games. Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to Coach tell me they're going to get a 6th seed in the NCAA tournament. How in God's name does Wisconsin deserve a 6th seed in the NCAA tournament by bleeding out at the end of the season? I mean, my God, you lose 8 of 11 going out the door. You don't deserve anything. 8th seed? How about a 10 seed? How about an 11 seed? I don't care that they won 19 games. They won all those games early in the season against nobodies. When it came to Big Ten play, they were bunk. They were 11-9 in conference. Iowa, Michigan State, Indiana were all right there with them. Not quite, but they were literally a game within them, each of them. They don't even matter. And yet they're still getting a high seed because what? It went Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska, Northwestern, Wisconsin in the conference. And then, like, what? We're supposed to believe that they're good and everybody else stinks? You got to be kidding me. I mean, I know Edie's unbelievable. The 7-4 freak, he got slaughtered by Wisconsin in his last game. He got fouled every time he touched the ball. He played with an injured left leg. He had the big game. We told you his numbers. He said, it's real cool. I had all my friends here from Toronto for the first time ever. It's my last game at Mackey. And everybody knows that the Boilers have won 5 straight, and everybody's excited. He addressed his mother and the crowd, of course, after the game. And then before the game, Painter was like giving awards out. Braden Smith got a ball for breaking Purdue's single-season dime record, which stood for 50 years. And then Purdue played, the Pep Band played, Oh Canada, Oh Canada, our home and native land. Of course, because Edie's from Toronto. He said, I've been trying to get them to do that for 4 years. And he started immediately dealing. He needed less than 5 minutes to grab 3 boards to reach 1,200 in his career. I mean, look at Wisconsin, seriously. So they go into the Big Ten tournament this week as the league's, you know, team that's just been failing miserably is what they are. They were ranked most of the season, got into the top 10, then they started losing. They lost 4 straight at one point, and then I told you they dropped the 8 of 11. And then with Purdue, they think they have, you know, unfinished business. Of course, they lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They always do, right? And they want to win the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis. And they also think that they should be a number one seed overall. And they had those goals at the beginning of the season. I mean, think about this. They have extended the longest active streak of weeks ranked in the top 5 to 35 weeks. Now I want to watch Wisconsin go to Minneapolis and lose in the Big Ten tournament. And then the Boilers go with the number one seed in the conference, a double bye, and a Friday quarterfinal game. So a double bye. They barely have to do anything. I seriously couldn't believe the end of the game. I mean, honestly, I felt it was dirty. I was like, this isn't happening. I've never seen anything like this. It smells. And then you got all the other stuff going on. How about Rudy Gobert? The guy got fined $100,000 by the NBA. Do you know why? Well, they fined him after he made a money gesture at the official and criticized the officiating on Friday night. Joe Dumars of the league said the fine takes into account his past instances of conduct detrimental to the NBA with regard to criticizing the officials. He got a tech in the closing seconds of regulation in their loss in overtime to the Cavs. He rubbed his fingers together several times, implying that Scott Foster might be on the take. Well, I agree with him. I've always thought Scott Foster was dirty. He got his sixth foul, got disqualified. He stayed on the floor, made the gesture as Foster was going to the scorer's table, and he didn't see it, but the other official did, and then dropped the bomb with the tech, and his tech allowed the Cavs to tie the game. Of course, he's been outspoken. He has a reputation for doing it. He didn't deny what he did and went further into saying that sports betting could be having a major impact on the outcome of games. He said, I'll bite the bullet again. I'll be the bad guy. I'll take the fine, but I think it's hurting our game. I know the betting and all that is becoming bigger and bigger, but it shouldn't feel that way. I mean, this is insanity. He eventually said, quote, my reaction, which I think was the truth, but it wasn't the time to react that way. It cost my team the game. It was immature, my reaction. It's the fourth time the guy's been fined for criticizing the refs. But think about it. There's all these scandals, the Temple, point shaving, baseball in college, at Alabama. The Iowa State football scandal, it never ends.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.